From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another mass shooting at Fort Hood, Texas, where reports tonight are at least one person is dead. As many as 14 others are reported wounded or injured. A law enforcement official telling NPR the suspected shooter, identified as U.S. Army soldier Ivan Lopez, is among the dead. Base commanders are expected to have a briefing shortly, but a number of wounded were taken to a nearby hospital. Dr. Glenn Couchman is chief medical officer at Scott & White Hospital in Temple, Texas.
And I would anticipate with a large number of patients arriving in a very short period of time, the emergency facilities there were anxious to have some help quickly, and we were available, and they know that we're always open to help them out.
Already this latest shooting incident is drawing comparisons to another mass shooting that occurred at Fort Hood less than 5 years ago. In that incident, Major Nadal Hassan opened fire, killing 13 people and wounding more than 30 others. Speaking earlier tonight, President Obama said the latest shooting has shaken security at the base.
We don't yet know what happened tonight, but obviously that sense of safety has been broken once again, and we're going to have to find out exactly what happened.
The motive of the shooter remains unclear. The Supreme Court has struck down another major pillar of the nation's campaign finance laws. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the court on a 5-4 vote removed the limit on the total amount of money an individual can give to candidates and parties during election cycle.
This was the latest in a series of decisions that have abolished decades of campaign finance law adopted to prevent corruption. Until now, the aggregate limit on individual contributions was $123,000. Now there is no limit. Writing for the court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts acknowledged that big donors may have more influence and access to candidates they support. But he said that is not enough to justify limiting their right to give the maximum contribution currently allowed by law to as many candidates as they wish. The dissenters warned that the decision would create a giant loophole in the law, allowing individuals to give as much as $2.5 million to an array of party committees. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Second round of intense questioning for General Motors CEO Mary Barra. After appearing yesterday before a House committee, Barra today appeared before a Senate subcommittee, where she said the culture of the company has changed since GM's bankruptcy.
We have done several things since the bankruptcy to create a new culture at General Motors to be focused on the customer.
However, Senator Claire McCaskill took aim at GM for not telling owners of some of the roughly 2.6 million vehicles recalled due to a potential